When the world is calling, whether it's sunny beaches, global cities, or boardrooms that can't wait, getting there starts here. With over 55 nonstop destinations, a new nonstop to Montreal on Air Canada, and 20 nonstop flights a day to New York City, Columbus makes travel simpler, smarter, and closer than you think. Start your trip at flycolumbus.com.
Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a history meets true crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.
The Burt Show.
I think that if you're really, really close to somebody, like almost best friends-ish, you should be able to say anything you want to them with sensitivity, knowing that it's coming from a good place, right?
Yeah, a lot of times people are like, I'm just being honest, when in actuality, they're just saying, and they're making an a-hole remark. Like, there is a way to be honest and kind.
Yeah, you volunteering your opinion in the interest of just being honest without it being asked just makes you an a-hole.
Correct.
It doesn't make you a very honest person.
100%.
So, we get this email from one Burt Show listener. So, she's got a friend, and I think it's a coworker as well. That's maybe getting like some work done on her face or whatever, and it's not looking so great. And she's wondering if she should say something.
I need a lot of opinions on a very delicate situation. I have a coworker who's also become a really close friend. I consider her one of my best friends and probably the one I talk to the most these days. The problem is that gradually over a few years and more rapidly in the last couple months, she's been making significant changes in her appearance due to what appears to be multiple cosmetic procedures. She tells me about some, but I'm pretty sure she's doing a lot more than what she's divulging. While I respect everyone's right to make choices about their own bodies and appearance, I can't shake the feeling that something might be wrong. Now, before I go any further, I want to make it clear, I am not here to judge or shame anyone for their decisions. My concern stems from the fact that my friend's recent transformations make her look drastically different to the point where she doesn't even seem recognizable or even fully human. There is nothing about her appearance that looks natural. I'm genuinely worried for her well-being and wonder if there might be underlying self-esteem issues driving these changes. I care about her deeply, and I fear that she may end up regretting the decisions she's making. I also wonder if she's become numb to the changes and doesn't realize how dramatically different and unnatural she looks. And I know that other people's opinions don't matter. I'm concerned she may realize that a lot of people are talking about it or staring at her. As a friend, I want to be there for her in a way that she needs. If I'm supposed to be blunt and honest about stuff like this, I will be. I just don't know if that is the right thing to do or not. And if it is, what do I say and how can I say it delicately?
Yeah, she could really use your help on this. 1-855-BIRCHO. I'm very curious if you've had work done. Has anybody said to you like, or when you were looking at yourself in the mirror, maybe you saw something very different than others saw? And it was a complete disconnect. And did anybody say anything to you about it? I wouldn't say anything, I don't think.
I'm not saying a word. I mean, even if you are a good friend of mine. Now, if you ask me, like you said earlier, that's a different thing. If you ask me, I'd find
like,
a way to be honest.
Like, hey, I got my lips done. How do they look?
What do you think, right?
Yeah.
And you have to, like you said, find a way to deliver that delicately, which I would do. But I would be 100% honest in how I felt if I were asked. If I'm not asked, I'm not offering any information.
As somebody who has gotten quote unquote work done. I've gotten fillers. I've done neurotoxins, AKA injectables. I go to Atlanta Face and Body. Ding. I prefer a more natural look. I know some people go in and I talked to my injector about this. She has had people come in and say, I want it to look like I got work done because to them it makes it seem like they have status and they have money. So they want it to be noticeable, whereas I'm like, all right, well, let's do our thing. But I want to look like youthful in me. I don't want to look like a completely different person. Now, beauty is objective. So if this is the way she wants to look, then this is the way it may not be your cup of tea. It may not be what you do to your face, but it's what she's doing to hers. If she asks you, then yes, I say you're delicately honest. If she's not asking your opinion or like, hey, should I do this? Should I get this? What do you think about what I did? I don't honestly think I'm saying anything unless I see other areas where I feel like her self-esteem is lagging. Like if she's with a man that treats her really bad and she's like, there has to be other areas in life where I feel like something's going on from a body self-esteem image standpoint.
Is there something like face dysmorphia?
Yes, there is. There? Absolutely.
Really?
Yes, for sure.
So she, after this all this work, she may look in the mirror and see something very differently than the rest of the world sees. This has to be the case in Los Angeles.
You get off the
plane in LA and you're like, damn, where am I?
And I mean, and it also, it can be addicting. Like this can be an addiction. Like you do one thing and then it's like a little bit more. Like especially like you see it a lot of time with lips. You do a little bit and then you get used to it and you're like, I need more. And then you do it and then you get used to it and you're like, I need more. And before you know it, you're over here like touting some freaking bratwurst on your lips and thinking it looks completely normal when it doesn't.
Yeah, I mean, body dysmorphia is a real thing. And I know no matter how many times my friends or family tell me that my body looks one way, I will never see it that way. So that has taught me to just mind my business when it comes to how people see themselves.
That is totally the truth. Mm-hmm. All right, so how can you even call yourself an American? How can you even call yourself a proud American, Messy Mikey, if you have never seen a Disney movie? Not one.
I'll call myself a proud American as much as I'd like, but I've never seen any Disney movies.
Then you're not American.
I don't believe
you
that.
You are not American.
I don't believe that for a second. I've never seen a Disney movie. What are you going to do to me?
Not one.
Yeah, no, I don't. I think
you're getting kicked out of the country, man.
Well,
I'm not going to accept that. I am doing my due diligence now. I'm going back, and I got my hands on a stranger's Disney Plus account. And I'm going back and I'm going to watch some because I'm tired of missing all the references. Everybody's always talking about these Disney movies. I never get it. And I want to be a part of the group.
How does that happen? Like, how do you have an entire childhood and not experience one Disney movie?
Your parents do not like you, man.
They don't like you at
I'm
all.
I'm a cartoon guy. I watch
animated features are just long, like, form cartoons, right?
Cartoon TV shows. SpongeBob. SpongeBob, I watched that till the day I die. I went through time in childhood where I was watching Napoleon Dynamite, like, multiple times a day.
This tracks.
Yeah, I was more in that kind of lane.
It really does.
So, last night, you guys assigned me my first Disney movie to watch, which goes by the name of Beauty and the Beast.
This was to help out Cassie, right? And their marital tension.
Yes, my husband and I are having tension because we disagree over the Beast's actions when Belle asks the Beast if she can go to her father, who she sees and is in danger in the magic mirror. I think it's selfish because the Beast is sacrificing himself, but the entire castle of his servants and people, and he's just thinking about himself, but my husband's like, no, he did the right thing. He was in love. He let Belle go to her father.
So your introduction into Disney movies was this one.
Yeah. All right. So do you guys want me to start with my rating or start with helping Cassie out?
Your segment, man.
Okay. I'm going to start with my rating. It was an 8. But the singing was relentless. It's a 6. The singing drove me crazy.
Too much.
Listen, whenever they broke out into song, it never pushed the plot forward. It just, you were stuck on that plot point for 5 minutes. It was infuriating. I can't stand the singing. I learned something. I hate musicals. It was
I'll back you both on that.
I've never seen it.
It's the reason why the Joker didn't do
that's
so
right.
bad.
Yeah.
Infuriating. I think it was 8 minutes into the movie before they just started talking like people. It was the longest song I've ever heard. I was not looking forward to that. Also, not a big fan of love stories, and so wrong movie for me too. But all in all, fun movie. Okay. I liked it. I enjoyed it.
Who was your favorite character?
Probably the clock.
Yeah.
What was the message, the deep message moving forward your life that you got from this movie?
Okay. Because Disney has a message in every single film.
Well, I don't know if I dissected that well, but I don't think the Beast learned any sort of lesson. He turned away some weird old woman at his door. It's like, yeah, who's going to let that lady in? She was trying to give him a rose or something. So first of all, he was right to do that. I don't know why it was right that she got a curse put out on him. And then he faked being nice in order to make this girl fall in love with him. It's like, there's no lesson here. He's shallow.
So every dude has done that.
Yeah, I know. It's like, this is not a beautiful message. Yeah, so I don't know. And also, she is also shallow, right? It's like, she didn't like the Beast at first because he's ugly. So why is she not cursed?
No, because he kidnapped her.
It was that.
He's a huge hulking monster that kidnapped her.
I guess
first
so.
First kidnapped her dad.
So what you're saying is he wouldn't do well, or he would do well in Love is Blind.
He would.
That's a funny concept. All the Disney characters in Love is Blind.
I'm here for that.
The Beast would thrive, dude.
All right. And now on to Cassie's marriage.
Okay. Let's try to save this thing.
So you're saying that whenever the Beast kicked or let the girl go.
Belle, her name is Belle.
Whenever she let Belle go.
Jeez.
Almost animosity towards Belle.
Whenever she let him go, or whenever he let her go, you're saying that was wrong because the candle still stuck as a candle and everything?
Yes, all the rest of the people in the, because the curse applies to all of them, which is unfair, but he's not just sacrificing himself, mm-hmm. he's sacrificing everyone in the castle.
There's collateral damage is what you were uh-huh. saying. Yeah, okay. You didn't think about that.
Well, I thought it was dumb. Why'd he just sit in his little chair and sulk? Why did he not go with her? She's got to go back through those woods where she got attacked by the wolves, and so why would he not go and help?
Actually, that isn't excellent point.
Thank you.
He's the worst.
Yeah, just get out of your chair and go help the girl, and then she's going to love you regardless. Infuriating. Then they started singing again.
The man makes a point.
He really does.
Wow, that was a major plot hole there.
So what's next? What's the next one?
Yeah, what do you guys got for me?
Do you want another one?
Yeah.
Oh, we need more Mikey Disney reviews.
No more singing, please.
Oh, babe, that's an all of them. Yeah. Oh, I think it's got to be Little Mermaid or Lion King.
I vote Lion King.
Or Frozen.
Lion King.
Oh! Even better.
Frozen. Ding,
ding, I think ding, we got to do Frozen.
Right, I'll do Frozen.
Okay. It's the Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a history meets true crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.